In this episode of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show, I am going to share with you my latest passion and enthusiasm for a brand new app and technology. Well, it's not a brand new app, but a technology that's brand new to me and something that I am contemplating. Is this something I want to invest in with yet another subscription? Stay tuned for more details.
Are you ready to take your message, your business, and your life to the next level?
Want to learn from someone with more than a decade of experience, training tens of thousands of people from all around the world?
Hi, Cliff. This is Pauline from Auckland, New Zealand.
John from Calgary, Alberta.
Amy Porterfield.
Michael Hyatt.
Dan here from Dunedin, New Zealand.
Ray Edwards.
Mark Mason.
Mike Stelzner.
Pat from Smart Passive Income.
It's Darren from Melbourne, Australia.
Now is the time to live the life of your dreams and do the work you feel most called to do in the world.
Welcome to the Cliff Ravenscraft Show.
Here's your host, Cliff Ravenscraft.
Welcome back, my friend. I am super delighted that you have chosen to tune in to this particular episode. If you don't already know this about me, I love adopting new technology. I love finding new apps that will give me features and functionality to allow me to be more efficient or to just have a greater enjoyment when it comes to the things that I do in this world. Whether it comes to consuming content, creating content, organizing content, whatever technology is out there, I'm always intrigued by things that will give me a greater sense of enjoyment and pleasure in my personal and professional life. And today, I want to share with you about an app that I have been checking out, been something that I've been thinking about maybe testing and investing in for quite some time, and the app is called Speechify. Now, I want to say right from the get-go here, this episode is not sponsored by Speechify, and I have no relation to this company whatsoever. I've never been in touch with them outside of seeing their ads, outside of seeing them show up in search results when I was looking for things. And what I want to do is I want to share with you where I am in the process of playing with this app. I'll tell you why I'm intrigued by it. And I will tell you whether or not I'm leaning towards the potential of yet another software subscription. So, what is Speechify? Let me first talk about how I was first introduced to the idea of using Speechify. Back when I was gifted a book by my friend Tim Shure, I was interviewed by Tim on his podcast, and after he and I finished recording the podcast episode, we got to chatting a little bit. And before I was a guest on his show, I did some research about Tim Shure, S-H-U-R-R, and I recognized that he's had a pretty prolific career as a clinical hypnotherapist. And he goes in and does workshops for corporate businesses. So that very much intrigued me. And given the fact that I've always had some level of interest in hypnotherapy, hypnosis, NLP, and other techniques and modalities, I told him that I had an interest in hypnotherapy. And given the fact that he's been certified and he's got degrees and all of these things in clinical hypnotherapy, I asked him, hey, if somebody like me were looking to go in and dig into this, what was the first book he would recommend to me is what I was asking. And he told me, he says, Cliff, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you something. Just wait a couple of days, don't buy anything, and I'm going to send you this book. And just a few days after that, I got a physical hardback book titled The Wizard Within, The Krasner Method of Clinical Hypnotherapy by Dr. A.M. Krasner. Now, what I've discovered since then is that this is an old, out-of-print book that was one of the textbooks that was assigned in one of the courses and classes that Tim had taken in college. And so, I I've got this book and I have a history and a preference of reading digital books. I have a very strong preference for reading books in a Kindle format specifically, and or I prefer to at least listen in audio form if I'm going to have the physical hardbound or even paperback book in my hands. I'd like to at least hear the audio in the background while I'm reading the book. I can pause it and highlight the physical book, but man, is it, it's so inconvenient to not have the ability to just do a swipe and highlight with my finger and then have copy and paste functionality to take notes and put into my journals and all these other things. Now, I was incredibly appreciative of this gift from Tim. And while I was incredibly appreciative, the first thing I did was to go and see if I could find this book in a Kindle edition. And to my surprise, there was no Kindle version of this book. In fact, there was no version of this book currently available. It's out of print. And in fact, the only way you could buy this book is on Amazon or other used bookstores. And the last time I checked, the cheapest copy was $109. So, very popular book, by the way, but out of print and very scarce these days to come by. So I was searching. I'm like, okay, maybe, just maybe, if this book is worth $109 in print form, maybe somebody has gone through the difficult process of scanning every single page and turning it into a PDF or an EPUB file. And so I began searching, is this available? To no avail. It seemed like it wasn't going to be found anywhere. Now, with that being said, I will tell you, I came across 10 or 15 sites that all looked pretty much the same. They had the dust cover from the book, which is identical to the dust cover that I have on my hardbound book. And it said that, sure enough, we can give you the PDF of this for free if you sign up here right now. But it seemed like a very fraudulent site, and it seemed very suspect, and who knows what I might get if I download a file for them and open it up. So I chose not to go in that direction. But in my search, I came across Speechify. Somehow, some way, the ways that I was searching for things, somebody had, you know, hey, here's how I read The Wizard Within, and I scanned the pages and it read it to me. And by the way, Speechify is it was like a blog post where they said that you can take these print books and you just take pictures of each of the books, scan them very quickly, and it will instantly start reading the book to you. And at the time, I'm like, okay, well, how does that work? Does Speechify maybe have these books on their servers? And if you take a picture of the book, you know, a page in the book, it kind of knows that you have the book, and then it starts feeding you the thing and you start reading it? Or do you have to scan every single page and all this other stuff? And because I didn't have the answer to that question, and technically I wasn't looking just for the audio reading of this book, I wanted something digital so that I could easily highlight, copy, and paste. And that's what I was going for. And I didn't see that feature. I didn't see that functionality. And eventually I gave up my search, but there was a little seed planted about this Speechify app. Now, I will tell you that I did read the entire hardbound physical copy of this book. I spent many mornings at Planet Fitness parking lot at 5 to 8 o'clock in the morning, highlighting nearly every sentence of every chapter of this book. It is an incredible book, and it was one of my first in the introduction to the world of hypnotherapy. So now, with that being said, that's how I first got introduced to the fact that there was this app called Speechify. Now, I want to share with you a little side note. And that is, I eventually came along another app that is incredibly powerful for reading. And it's another subscription that I had signed up for, and it's not the focus of this particular podcast episode, but how it leads me to the potential of making another subscription purchase for Speechify makes a lot of sense. And so this next app I want to tell you about is called Readwise, Readwise. And Readwise is an app that's primary functionality is that you can log in to your Kindle account and it will automatically import every highlight from every Kindle book you've ever purchased. Now, there are features and functionalities to get highlights from other different places and sources, but the primary thing is if you're a Kindle user like me, and I have hundreds of books in Kindle with practically the entire book highlighted, but I have lots of books, lots of highlights, and the main feature of Readwise is that I get a daily email 7 days a week, and every week I get about 5 to 7, and you can set how many highlights randomly selected from my library of highlights. It's a great and wonderful way to resurface insights that have come from the books that I've read over the past few decades, ever since I was introduced to the Kindle platform. So I absolutely love this. By the way, one of the things you can do in Readwise is you can go into your library and you can rate books and you can say, hey, I want more quotes from this book, or I want less books quotes from this book, and I want no quotes from this book, and you can kind of dial it in. It's a really awesome tool, and each day there's books, it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I read this book. And wow, that's a great highlight. That's a great insight that I got from that book. And oftentimes, it will prompt me to go to my journal and start writing something. It might even prompt a piece of email newsletter content or a podcast episode or a social media post at the very least. So I absolutely love Readwise. Now, Readwise has a companion app. Oh, by the way, one other feature of Readwise, if you're a Notion user, as I am, I use Notion for all of my databases, for all of my notes, and one of the things that I love about Readwise is that it automatically can integrate. You just let it have access to your Notion account, and it will create a database in Notion of all of your highlights in all of your Kindle books. Everything. So this is beautiful because anytime I'm like, oh, I remember a specific quote from a specific book, I don't have to go anywhere outside of Notion, which I live in all day, every day. I just hit Command K for search. That's my keyword or keyboard shortcut. And I start typing in that phrase, and instantly that phrase, that keywords, that keyword or key phrase that I'm searching for, because it's a highlight in one of my Kindle books in the database from Readwise in Notion, it immediately pulls up in the search results. And I can instantly see it. And also, the great news for me is when it pulls up, it actually shows me what book that's from, and it tells me what location in the book it's from, and it even has a highlight, and if I a little hyperlink, and if I click on it, it will even open that portion of the book in the classic Kindle app. I've had some problems with it doing opening it up to the specific location in the modern Kindle app, which I've deleted and gone back to the classic Kindle app for this on my MacBook, because I would never use the MacBook Kindle app for any reading personally. It's just for copying and pasting and opening up these things. But anyway, so I love that feature, that functionality. Now, going back to what I was saying before, is Readwise also has this companion app called Readwise Reader, Reader. This is an iOS app, and there's also, I believe, a web version of it as well. And it's primarily focused on, first and foremost, being an RSS reader. So you can subscribe to RSS feeds and get newsletters right into this Readwise reader app. And there are other things that you can do, such as it has an email address assigned to it. And so if I wanted to, I can forward emails from my email account to my Readwise reader app. And I happen to do that in some interesting ways. So I am subscribed to some email newsletters that aren't necessarily via RSS feeds. Some of these are just manually sent out from people's email list tools. And so they get sent to my email. But I have a specific, what do you call that, filter set up that says, if this comes from this email newsletter, then forward this to this specific Readwise reader email address. And that instantly, now, of course, the email's still in my email inbox. It's filtered away under a label. I don't see it in my regular email inbox. But it immediately gets forwarded into the Readwise reader app. And it goes into my list of things that are in my feed inside of that app. And the great news is that I can also highlight things there. And anything I highlight there also goes into my highlights in the Readwise app, which also get synced into my Notion Readwise database. Now, why do I share all of this? Occasionally, I go into the Readwise reader app and I had noticed that there's a little button that says, listen to this. So whether it's a blog post or an email newsletter that got forwarded into Reader, I could click the little play button and an AI voice will read to me that email newsletter. And if you haven't been paying attention, the AI voices, text-to-speech voices, has really grown by leaps and bounds. It's not nearly as robotic-sounding today as it once was. In fact, some of the latest AI voices, text-to-speech out there, it's almost indistinguishable from the human voice. Almost. And some of the most advanced, I would argue, is indistinguishable. All right, so with that being said, one of the things that I have noticed is that occasionally I will have really lengthy emails. And it's such small print, and it's like, okay, I'm not wanting to read this. And sometimes what I have done is I have said, okay, let me just take this email, highlight the whole thing, paste it into ChatGPT and say, can you give me a bullet point summary and just make sure that you don't miss any significant detail? And it's much easier for me to see a bullet point summary of the email and then respond to it. However, I am potentially missing some words that were expressed in the email. So occasionally what I would do is I would forward that email to the Readwise reader app. But then, and I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes I have to wait 30 to 90 seconds for that email to get sent over and then be delivered, be received, and then get processed and then be available for me to click the listen button. And that may not seem like a big deal, except for if I'm going through my email inbox, it can take a little bit of time. And sometimes I've noticed it doesn't happen even within 90 seconds. Something happens along the way, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 minutes. It's usually almost always there if I give it enough time, but it's never been reliably, consistently, conveniently available to me. So I have been seeing Speechify-related ads for the last several months because I have been investigating. Maybe I might be interested in this. I've been watching the latest releases of AI cloned voices and all of the new services and the advances that have been made lately. And there's a lot going on. And recently, I've been thinking, do I want to check out Speechify? Is it time for me to check it out? And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's going to be one of those things. It's going to be like another $40 a year or maybe a $70 or $80 a year subscription. And, if it's going to do what I think it's going to do and it sounds pretty decent, then maybe I'll give it a shot. I downloaded the app, I looked at the in-app purchases, and I saw something like $260 a year. And I'm like, okay, I can certainly afford $260 a year, but I don't know that this app is going to do anything for me that would be worth $260 a year, when I know there's got to be apps out there that are half that cost, a quarter of that cost, and certainly in the AI revolution that we're in, and where a lot of things are free until it's out of beta, you know, the chances are I probably could find something for free. There's only something, there's this thought that was sticking my head though. Wait a second, Speechify has been around for a very long time, and they have a lot of useful, desirable features already fully implemented, already fully available to me. And I'm like, And so I downloaded the app, and I'm like, I'm hoping it's going to give me like a whole 2-week trial or whatever the case may be. And it says, hey, click here and you get a 3-day free trial. And after 3 days, it will automatically subscribe you at 200 and some odd dollars or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, well, I'm not convinced yet that this is worth 200 and some odd dollars. And by the way, one of the reasons why I didn't just delete the app automatically, and one of the reasons why I did get in there, is because they're really hyping up their premium AI enhanced and AI trained voice avatars, and they're amazing. And in fact, they even have 3 celebrity avatars. I think it's Snoop Dogg, they have Gwyneth Paltrow, and who else is it? Snoop Dogg, Gwyneth, and there's one, and Mr. Beast. And there's also Mr. President as well, and I think he might sound like Obama if I'm not mistaken, but the 3 that seemed the most interesting to me is Snoop Dogg, Gwyneth Paltrow, and also Mr. Beast. The Gwyneth Paltrow AI voice, it's not great. The Mr. Beast sounds a lot like Mr. Beast. And depending what's being read, the Snoop Dogg almost sounds like Snoop Dogg. Now, the thing is, though, if those were the only 3 voices that they were showing off and letting you demonstrate for just a little bit, I would not be impressed by any of them. They're just not amazing. However, I did see on their website and in their promos the samples of their AI-enhanced premium voiceover speech items. And that's what drew me in. But when I downloaded the app, I'm like, okay, it's midweek. Do I want to sign up? Oh, it's only a 3-day trial. And the first thing I thought is, I've got a lot going on over the next 3 days. And the most amount of time I'm going to have to invest in the next 3 days is, it's going to get maybe 2 hours of my time. And quite frankly, I would probably be tempted to go deeper into this, and I just don't want to have this hit in my productivity. I'm going to put this off for now. And so I said, skip the premium, skip the free trial. It's like, okay, you're on the free plan. And then I went to play with it, because I had about 2 hours that I could play with this, and it says, I'm sorry, you can only use the free AI text-to-speech avatars. And they're terrible. They sound like a robot. It sounds like AI text-to-speech from 5 to 8 years ago. It was horrible. However, I knew that there's something better. I know that there's this glorified, super amazing, premium AI-enhanced voices that they have. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to go to here. It says they've got 30-plus HD voices is what they say. It says in different languages, dialects, including celebrity voices such as Snoop Dogg and Gwyneth Paltrow. Anyway, it also says you can even clone your own voice, so you can listen to files in your own voice. It's kind of iffy too. It would be awesome if you could actually do more deeper training on your own voice. That would be awesome. I would love that. Here's the other thing that I learned, that if you had the premium, you can integrate it with your Kindle library. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. What does that mean? And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to wait until the weekend to find that out. And here I am. It's Saturday, May 4th, 2024, as I'm reading this. And I signed up for the 3-day free trial. And by the way, interestingly, because I did not choose the $260-some-odd thing right immediately, I waited a couple days, logged back in, and it's like, hey, do you want to start your 3-day free trial? And by the way, if you start your 3-day free trial, it will, on starting on May 7th or whatever, it will be $139.99 a year until canceled. And so I know that a lot of apps do this, by the way. They give you different prices. And chances are I could probably get it for $70 a year if I keep telling this thing no and if I cancel or whatever. I don't know for sure that. But I can already tell you that at $140 a year, you know, what is that, about $11 a month or something like that? I'm already considering the idea of keeping this subscription, or of keeping this and actually paying the $140 for the next year. So why? Well, here's the situation. I went ahead and signed up for the free trial. And the one thing that I can do on either my iPhone or my iPad, I can go into the Speechify app and I can click on Kindle. So if I go home and I click on the, it says import and listen, I click on Kindle, it allows me to immediately log into my Kindle library, and I have to agree that I'm using it for accessibility purposes, and well, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm listening to it to read to me aloud so I can actually read and see my things at the same time, and sure enough, it actually has the entire book and it will read it to me. It's like a Speechify version of the Kindle app. And it's not as good as the Kindle app, but it does allow me to read my Kindle books. And this is what's amazing. There are Kindle books that I have that the audio narration is either not available at all, or the audio narration that is available in audiobook format that I can listen to while reading the Kindle book is terrible. Now, don't get me wrong. The Four Agreements with, is it Peter Coyote? And there are so many other amazing audiobook narrators out there. I'm still going to buy the audiobook. I'm an annual subscriber to Audible. I get at least 12 credits a year. And once I run out of my 12 credits, I usually get 3 at a time at a discount until my renewal. So I'm still going to be a purchaser of audiobooks. But I will tell you, I will not lower my standards when it comes to the preview and how does that narration sound. I'm not going to mention any specific names in particular, but there was a book that I purchased and I love the book and I wanted to be able to hear the audiobook reading it to me. There's just something about seeing the words on the page, reading them, interpreting them to the meaning in my own mind, and while at the same time hearing those words read to me. There's something incredibly powerful about all of it combined. And I can do that now with this. However, there's a handful of books all by the same author, and I purchased and used credits for the audio narration, and they read their book like this. So it appears every week, at least monthly, there's a significant announcements regarding advancements in AI capabilities. Many of these announcements include substantial progress in text-to-speech technology. Apple has several audiobooks that are now available for purchase, where instead of hiring human narrators, they're actually using AI trained voices. I've listened to several samples, and in most cases, they're almost as good as some of the best human audiobook narrators. In some cases, they're far superior to the average audiobook narrator. And that's how they're reading their book. It is terrible. In fact, I've actually gone to you can go into your Audible app. Actually, you have to go into the web platform and you can send the book back to Audible and say, listen, I'd like to return this and get a credit. I'd like to request a refund of my credit. And they will do that for a certain number of books each year if you don't like the audio narration. So here's the great news. Is that I can choose one of my favorite of the 30 plus HD super AI enhanced audio voices and have it read those same books with the terrible author read narration. Now I could have Snoop Dogg or Mr. Beast, which they're not the greatest narrations. They're not super high end AI enhanced as some of the other ones. But I can take these enhanced AIs and have it read to me, read the book while I'm reading along, and it sounds amazing. And even better than that, there are some books that I have in Kindle that don't have an audiobook narration. There are none. Matter of fact, it's Tony Robbins, not Creating Lasting Change. It's Unlimited Power. There's also Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within. Now, if you go into the Audible app, you will find audiobooks by Tony Robbins with those names associated to them. But make sure that you read it closely because you'll notice it does not say an unabridged narration of the book. In fact, it's not even an abridged narration of the book. It's not a narration of the book at all. It is literally just some recorded content of Tony Robbins talking about concepts that are in those books. It is not the book. So the great thing is that I can go in to Unlimited Power or Awaken the Giant Within, or any other book that has no narration whatsoever available in audiobook format on any platform, and I could use any of these HD voices to read those books to me right there in my iPhone or my iPad. I love this functionality. But then the great news is that I have all of these physical books that do not have Kindle books. I have stacks of them, and I just haven't taken the time to read them. In fact, I have these lessons that I purchased from Paramahansa Yogananda many years ago, and I started reading those lessons as they were coming in every couple of weeks, and I got about halfway through, and I just set them down because they're in this physical format, and it's not very convenient to read and things like that. But I just played around with the Speechify app, and it will scan, take pictures of and scan, and do its own OCR of those pages of a physical book or the, you know, whatever, and it will immediately, after you're finished scanning, it will allow you to listen to it as an audiobook. Now, I have noticed it if the scan kind of is, you know, and the words run from one page, you know, one line to the next, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes there's unnatural pauses from one line to the next line. It's just occasional. And I might find ways to optimize that as I play with the app. I've only been playing with this app for maybe about 2 or 3 hours today. So I'm super excited to say that I went to and pulled out my copy of The Wizard Within, and sure enough, it works. It absolutely works. I was able to scan the first few chapters. It goes by very fast, and as long as I make sure that I'm not accidentally capturing some content from the other page on the side and I crop it, and I'll learn to optimize this, it does incredibly well. I would say I would rate most of what I've played with so far in the scanning and having it read it to me phase, I would rate it about an 8 out of 10 experience. Now, the AI enhanced voice is a 10 out of 10. And I mean that, a 10 out of 10. It's just that the formatting of the OCR from the scanned image sometimes, like I said, has a little bit of a, it causes the AI voice to pause while it runs to the next line. And I think that I might find a way to fix that in my process moving forward. If not, it's still good enough that as I'm reading the book that I just scanned all of those pages and I'm having it read it, it's really good. It is so good. Now, there are some other things that are a benefit of using this. So inside of the iOS app, there is a Gmail button. And if I give it access to my Gmail, it says, listen, we don't store anything. It's all on device. It's just reading your stuff and it reads it to you. And I can click and it'll play my voicemail to me or my email to me as a voice message. Instead, it'll read my email. Now, I don't know that I'll use that a whole lot. Let me see on the app here, what else is there? You can open up EPUB files, PDF documents, and you can give it a link to a web page. You can copy text from anything and paste it into the app and it will create like a document of that and read it to you. There's a lot of things that you can do in this app. And of course, one of the things that it really touts is that you can not only have this read it to you, but you can actually have it speed read it to you. You can actually speed it up and consume content much faster and things like that. Now, there is also a Chrome browser plugin, and I've played with that tonight, and here are a couple of things that it does. Number one, in my Gmail inbox on my browser window, every email has a play button and it has a timestamp. So I've got an email from Speechify that says welcomes you to support. And I wonder if I've got this set up to my computer. Let me click here.
You can also listen to this message here. Hey Cliff, Speechify support team welcomes you to our 3-day premium trial. We are happy to assist you as you begin to explore Speechify premium. Here are some key features that you get exclusive access to as a premium member. 30 plus HD voices in different languages and dialects, including celebrity voices such as Snoop Dogg and Amp, Gwyneth Paltrow. Clone your voice to listen to files. Integrate with your Kindle library. Speed adjustment as per your listening preferences. Offline listening mode on mobile devices. Download MP3 files on web, limited. Here are some quick how-to links.
Anyway, so I can have it read my emails to me. But not only that, but when I go to Facebook, it actually has a play button right to the left of the like button. So I'm going to log into Facebook right now. And I'm going to, let's see here. Here's one. Let me just hit play.
We took off to support Claremont County Junior Fairboard truck and tractor pull and were able to get the win against some good running trucks. A big thank you to everyone that helps keep myself and this truck going in the right direction. Also thanks to Keith Sullivan and team for putting together a good show. Looking forward to more.
All right, so that's Justin Snow, my brother-in-law. That is his Facebook post. And there was a play button right to the left of the like button, almost as though it makes it look like it's a Facebook feature. And as you can tell, I kind of like that voice. Although my favorite voice, and I'm going to give you some more samples of voices here in just a moment, I'm going to play Erica. She's my favorite AI enhanced voice. So let me click play again. Let's see.
We took off to support Claremont County Junior Fair.
Oh, hold on. I want to set the speed to 1.0. So let me go down to 1.0. And here is Erica speaking at 1.0. I'll go here and hit listen.
We took off to support Claremont County Junior Fair Board truck and tractor pull and were able to get the win against some good running trucks. A big thank you to everyone that helps keep myself and this truck going in the right direction. Also thanks to Keith Sullivan and team for putting together a good show. Looking forward to more. Okay. We took off.
So sometimes these voices, so some voices are better at reading some things than others. And also where you heard that dynamic pause, it was seeing that there's a hyperlink, you know, so Keith Sullivan was quote unquote tagged in it, and it kind of slowly drug over that. But anyway, I also have the same play button on LinkedIn. And when I go to blogs, websites, news articles, there's always a Speechify play button. Now, I can turn that off at any time I want, but I go there. Now, my friend Father Roderick has a blog. You can go to fatherroderick.com. And if I click on blog on his website, I want to give you some examples of voices. So there's an article he wrote back on February 23rd. Of 2024, titled "What Would Tolkien Think of My New Book?" Now, I'm going to have my cloned voice, which again, it trains it on no more than 1 minute of your own voice, so it's not going to be a super AI, super enhanced 3D trained text to speech voice. But here is me. Or the virtual me, cloned voice on Speechify, reading Father Roderick's blog post.
What would Tolkien think of my new book? I have been a fan of Tolkien's books all my life. Ever since I discovered The Hobbit in my father's bookcase when I was 12, Middle Earth has been my favorite destination when I want to relax after a busy day. That's why I have been working on a book in which I express my fascination for Tolkien's work, Lent for Little Folk, An Unexpected Journey to Easter. You can download it for free via the link below. What is the book about? Every time I read The Lord of the Rings, I notice how Tolkien's Catholic faith is evident and influential in the events he describes. For example, the beginning of Bilbo's adventure reminds me of Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, when after a festive meal with Gandalf and the dwarves, he leaves everything behind to join them on a harsh journey full of hunger and hardships.
So there you go. That's my cloned voice. I don't think I would ever use that for anything. I believe 11 Labs currently is the front runner when it comes to going in and cloning your own voice and making it sound amazing. I've not played with it yet, but I've seen my friends out there who are doing some fun and exciting things with it. Now, one of the celebrity voices that they have is Mr. Beast. So here's Mr. Beast reading Father Roderick's blog post.
What would Tolkien think of my new book? I have been a fan of Tolkien's books all my life, ever since I discovered The Hobbit in my father's bookcase when I was 12. Middle Earth has been my favorite destination when I want to relax after a busy day. That's why I have been working on a book in which I express my fascination for Tolkien's work. Lent for Little Folk, An Unexpected Journey to Easter. You can download it for free via the link below. What is the book about? Every time I read The Lord of the Rings, I notice how Tolkien's Catholic faith is evident and influential in the events he describes. For example, the beginning of Bilbo's adventure reminds me of Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, when after a festive meal with Gandalf and the dwarves, he leaves everything behind to join them on a harsh journey full of hunger and hardships.
All right, so there we go. That is Mr. Beast. Now here is the celebrity voice of Snoop Dogg, and I don't think it sounds just like him, but it sounds close enough. And I think it's just a gimmick that they have these celebrity voices, but there are some other AI trained voices that I think sound much better. But here's the Snoop Dogg reading Father Roderick's post.
What would Tolkien think of my new book? I have been a fan of Tolkien's books all my life. Ever since I discovered The Hobbit in my father's bookcase when I was 12, Middle Earth has been my favorite destination when I want to relax after a busy day. That's why I have been working on a book in which I express my fascination for Tolkien's work, Lent for Little Folk, An Unexpected Journey to Easter. You can download it for free via the link below. What is the book about? Every time I read The Lord of the Rings, I notice how Tolkien's Catholic faith is evident and influential in the events he describes. For example, the beginning of Bilbo's adventure reminds me of Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, when after a festive meal with Gandalf and the dwarves, he leaves everything behind to join them on a harsh journey full of hunger and hardships.
There you go, Snoop Dogg reading Father Roderick's blog. All right, now the next one, is it Jim Dale that, let me go to, let's see here, I'm going to go to youtube.com and then Jim Dale voice. And I want to see if this is who I think it is. Jim Dale reads Harry Potter. Let me click on this and see.
Witch in emerald green robes stood there. She had a very stern face, and Harry's first thought was that this was not someone to cross.
Yeah, it's definitely Jim Dale's voice that they trained this on.
That the author wants you to hear in the dialect, probably, that the author wants you to listen to.
Okay, so I was pretty certain. So here is, it's called Russell. That's the name of the AI-enhanced 3D model. But here is Russell reading Father Roderick's blog post.
What would Tolkien think of my new book? I have been a fan of Tolkien's books all my life. Ever since I discovered The Hobbit in my father's bookcase when I was 12, Middle Earth has been my favorite destination when I want to relax after a busy day. That's why I have been working on a book in which I express my fascination for Tolkien's work, Lent for Little Folk, An Unexpected Journey to Easter. You can download it for free via the link below. What is the book about? Every time I read The Lord of the Rings, I notice how Tolkien's Catholic faith is evident and influential in the events he describes. For example, the beginning of Bilbo's adventure reminds me of Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, when after a festive meal with Gandalf and the dwarves, he leaves everything behind to join them on a harsh journey full of hunger and hardships. And what about the image of a humble hobbit who carries the One Ring for the benefit of all? Or doesn't Sam, who supports Frodo when his strength fails, resemble Simon of Cyrene, who helped Jesus carry his cross? In my book, I write about 40 moments in Tolkien's stories that remind me of biblical themes, and I relate them to Lent.
I love that. All right, so not perfect, but wow, very good and better than most robotic text-to-speech voices that have been around prior to this. All right, and I'm going to give you one more. And I haven't tested all the AI 3D versions or 3D HD versions of these voices. There's so many to choose from. I've only been playing with just a handful of them. And I really like this Erica voice.
What would Tolkien think of my new book? I have been a fan of Tolkien's books all my life. Ever since I discovered The Hobbit in my father's bookcase when I was 12, Middle Earth has been my favorite destination when I want to relax after a busy day. That's why I have been working on a book in which I express my fascination for Tolkien's work, Lent for Little Folk, An Unexpected Journey to Easter. You can download it for free via the link below. What is the book about? Every time I read The Lord of the Rings, I notice how Tolkien's Catholic faith is evident and influential in the events he describes. For example, the beginning of Bilbo's adventure reminds me of Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, when after a festive meal with Gandalf and the dwarves, he leaves everything behind to join them on a harsh journey full of hunger and hardships.
Well, there you go. So that has been what I've been playing with is Speechify. I am on the 3-day trial, and my intention is to spend a little time this evening before going to bed. Tomorrow is Sunday. I'm going to invest some time using the app to read using the Kindle functionality. Who knows, I might pull off some physical books and do some scanning. And of course, I have Monday morning, I'll be at the gym at 5 a.m. in the back parking lot, reading and studying and journaling, and I'll use that. And I'm going to play with this. And so far, I'm pretty convinced that I will get $140 worth of value over the next 3 days that will make it an easy decision for me to go ahead and purchase this for $140. Would I have paid $260 for it? Probably not. Will I pay half that? Yes. Is it likely that if I said no to paying $140, you know, $139.90 or whatever, I don't know what it said it was. I could tell you, but I will tell you. I'll just go pull it up here. Profile. And it says manage subscription, and it says, yeah, so it is $139.99 a year. Do I think it's possible that if I say no to the $139.99 a year, that it might be offered to me at a lower rate in a week or two? Maybe, possibly, maybe even likely, but is it worth $140? I'm already leaning towards a yes. So anyway, I wanted to share this with you. I recognize that probably over the next 12 months, so many apps are going to come out that will rival what Speechify is doing. I already know that the best voices that are available via Speechify now, there are better voices with the latest trends and the latest tools that are coming out from 11 Labs and some other really incredible AI people on the forefront. Now, I also believe that over the next 12 months that Speechify will probably bring in some of those things, some of those enhancements. I think that others on the bleeding edge will always have better. Now, what I am not yet convinced of is that there's going to be another app that will have everything that I talked about. The fact that I can have on my computer, desktop, web browser, I open up Gmail and every email has a play button for me to listen, and I can even speed it up and slow it down. I can choose the whatever voice. That I can be on Facebook and LinkedIn via my desktop browser and there's a play button right to the left of the like button. That's pretty cool. And on top of that, in the app on my phone, I can log in and actually have it audio narrate my Kindle books without me having to scan them. They're already there. That is incredible. I don't know if anybody else is going to put all of that, these features and functionalities, and that, and the ability to scan physical books or scan pictures of pages and pictures of this and import documents and EPUBs and PDFs and all of that, all of it in one app. I will say I've already seen some limitations. Like, for example, one of the things that I'm not a fan of is the fact that if I go in and I was to scan every single page of this book called The Wizard Within or any of these other physical books, it's obviously got the OCR of all of that. And I can't go in and fix its formatting. So when it actually, you know, has a line break, I can't go in and click edit and clean up the actual formatting that it chose in its OCR. That's a functionality and a feature that is not there. And the other thing is even though it's there, I'm not able to highlight anything that Speechify is reading, even though it does actually show me the words on the page and it's highlighting it as it goes along. And I do have the ability to click on different places in the document of its text and I can have it read from different places, but I can't click on anything, highlight it, and paste it. So there are some shortcomings, but overall, for what it's meant to do, and I understand that some of those features are not there because they don't want to get in trouble with copyright law of people scanning books and having all this other stuff and things like that. But anyway, I wanted to share this with you. If this was valuable to you, please send me an email. Let me know that you enjoyed this episode. What takeaways did you take away from this? I'd love to hear. My email address is cliff@cliffravenscraft.com. And by the way, if you have not done this already, head over to mindsetanswerman.com/free and check out my opening keynote address to the Free the Dream Conference. If you've already done that, you're already on my email list and you watched that All Beliefs Have Consequences video and you saw the power that it contains to transform your understanding of the results that you're getting in life. In fact, this free one-hour opening keynote address to the Free the Dream Conference will teach you that every result that you are getting in life happens because of the actions that you are taking. And as long as you continue to take the same actions, you will always get the same results. Chances are there might be a few areas of your life where you'd like different results and a different experience than what you're currently having in your life. And to do that, you need to take different actions. And maybe you've done that short term. Maybe you've made some commitments. Maybe you've made some goals. Maybe you've made some resolutions. But you seem to go back to the old way. And there's a reason. It's because of your habitual way of thinking and feeling. Because it is your thoughts and your feelings in any moment of the day, in any moment of time that leads you to make the decisions of what actions you will or won't take. So it's your thoughts and your feelings, your thinking and emotions that lead you to the actions that you take, and those are habitual. And so what happens is eventually you get back to taking the same actions and you continue to get the same results. Here's what this opening keynote address of all beliefs have consequences will teach you, that if you want to change the way you think and feel, you have to change what you believe. You have all of these unconscious beliefs that are driving your thinking and your emotions that you're not even aware of. Go check out this 1 hour talk. It will teach you, number one, how to discover what limiting beliefs are unconsciously under the surface that are driving the thinking and feeling that you've got going on in your life. Once you have discovered what the limiting belief is, this talk will teach you how to discover the source of it. It will teach you how to disassociate, how to break up with that belief, and how to condition an empowering alternative belief. And once you go through this talk and you learn this step-by-step process and you do it, and you do this for any belief that you have, you'll never, ever be able to experience the same life that you had before. It will be impossible. It will be required that you have a new experience of life. Your new experience of life will be new results in your life. And the new results in your life are guaranteed because you are going to be guaranteed to take different actions. And the way that I know that you're going to be guaranteed to take different actions is that you are actually going to be thinking and feeling differently. And I know that you're going to think and feel differently because you're going to be believing different things than you used to believe. And some of these beliefs that you have, when you learn that they're there and you say it out loud or you write it down and see it on a page, you're like, that is a bold-faced lie. That is not even true. That's ridiculous. But yet, that unconscious belief is still right now determining how you're thinking and how you're feeling, what actions you're taking, and what results you're getting in life. Go watch this opening keynote address. It's available for free at mindsetanswerman.com/free. Now, some of you have already done this. And at the end of that, you got an email from me. It says, did I deliver what I promised? And there was even an offer to buy the online course for $197. By the way, my incredible amount of gratitude for all of you who have not only purchased it, but have also gone through the rest of the Free the Dream online course. There are 7 more sessions that are incredibly valuable as well, and it gives you the overall picture of how to create the life of your dreams, how to free the dream inside of you. Here's what I want to tell you. Whether you're just now going to mindsetanswerman.com/free and signing up today for the very first time, or if you had signed up for this and you've been on my email newsletter for several weeks, several months, or even several years, and you did not buy the entire course for $197, if you are hearing my voice right now and you send me an email, cliff@cliffravenscraft.com, put "Free the Dream Course for Free" in the subject line of the email, or just put "free course" and then say in the email, "Cliff, I heard that you would be willing to give me free access to the Free the Dream online course. Please sign me up." And I will go in, and as long as your email is already in there, I will sign you up. If it's not, I will go in and use the email that you had just sent me that email from and sign you up. So, Free the Dream, free course. If you email me, cliff@cliffravenscraft.com, put "free course" in the subject line. I can't wait to hear from you. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, I encourage you to take everything you do to the next level. Mindset Answer Man.